somewhere there. Oh.
Talent,
their
people have it too.
Ah, amazing talent. Okay, guys, let's get talking. AJ,
yes, sir. So today we're asking this very beautiful question. One of our guests here this morning was talking about something very important. Now, he said, as a man, if you don't know how to cook, don't get married. That's coming from Fifi Gabin. He reveals his film director, Frank Fifi Gabin, has thrown a shade at men, suggesting they shouldn't enter the union of marriage if they cannot cook. Now, according to him, women have more advantage over men, especially in marriage, because they understand life better than men do. Speaking to Kwame, he did that with Kwame Dati and on a view this morning on Daybreak Hits.
So you are at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
The first child is home with the husband.
Mm-hmm.
So if the child is hungry, it means you are doing something effective.
Right.
Okay.
So a man who cannot handle his home shouldn't marry. It's
who
a waste.
Cannot cook.
Who cannot?
You cannot cook. Cook. Food is life. Mm. Food sustains life.
Man, are you hearing?
So as a man, you have to know how to cook.
Mm. And we are not doing.
Oh, maybe mutesemo nana.
So if you're a man and you can't cook, learn how to cook.
You have to learn how to cook.
Mm.
If money only buys things. Yeah. And remember, women also know how to make money.
Yes.
The reason why most women have power over men is that they understand life.
Mm-hmm.
So they know how to make money and how to take care of life.
Thank you.
Men only know how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to take care of life.
Mm.
That is why most women control men.
So it's not the women's fault.
It's not the women's fault.
The women don't have, they are not bad people.
If a man, see, it's so nice that, for example, you are with your wife, it's weekend.
Yeah.
You say, mind, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, I'm cooking dinner. I'm taking care of the house.
Yeah.
Isn't it romantic?
It is very romantic. But men.
Becoming down. Becoming down, Dari.
Do you know that most men will not want to do that? They always want the women to do that.
It's because they have an archaic mind.
Mm.
You see, most men think it's all about the money.
Yeah.
But it's not always about the money. Where your voice can take you, money may not be able to.
My friend, come on for that.
Ashu, Akasajish. Becoming down.
No. Where are my men? Where is Adukumi?
Ashu, they are not around. Adukumi, who didn't even speak for you. Ashu, Akasajish. You are alone in the Ajish. War. Ashu, they
wait, oh. And Adukumi, man.
You're on your own.
Come.
He can cook.
It's all about the man.
You're alone.
Andy, you are alone.
You're alone.
Because Ashu, you're
No.
Don't
get if you get up.
Right, Sule, come here. Come.
Who told you Sule can cook?
Sule can cook.
Oh, relax.
Andy, even if you recruit Nats. All the men in this
Andy,
building,
I call everybody there.
Me, he's calling you.
Oh, calm down.
We are calm.
Oh, Sule, let me give you an opportunity to talk on radio for your first time. I gave Kwesi Tchum the first opportunity. Elvis, I gave him an opportunity. Uh-huh. In fact, when he said that prayer, that was his first and last time talking on radio. When he died, we couldn't get anything. Behave. It was that only clip we had.
All right.
So this may be your only clip we have. Sule,
are you still going to stay?
Sule, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. We're halfway, Emini.
I want you to speak gun.
What you say, cafe? Cafe, no more. Hey, don't do that. Don't mind her. Mind me. Are you listening?
Say it in gun.
Come out. Listen. Do you know how to cook?
Yes, I know.
What can you cook?
Palm nut soup.
Hey.
I can cook palm nut soup.
Palm nut soup. Would you know?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
I did that when I was single. In fact, when I was dating my wife. That was what I used to call her attention.
Oh my God!
Interesting.
Andy, you lost.
Cool down. Be calming down.
We are calm, Andy. We are calm.
You used it to catch your wife's attention.
Yes,
palm nut soup.
Palm nut soup.
Need they know?
Palm nut soup.
Oh, Andy, it's simple.
Okay.
You just have to know the procedure.
Help me prepare palm nut soup. Help me prepare palm nut soup now. Here and now.
Oh, Andy, okay, first.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go by the simple way.
Okay.
First of all, you get a palm nut, like.
Right.
Things, then, at least you have to cook that one first.
Mm-hmm.
When you cook that one first, then you get your those ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
If you want Kotoju,
yes,
if you want Kotoju,
you want Kotoju,
Kotoju, yeah, you have to get those things. The green, the Kantosi, or whatever.
Kantosi,
yes, you need to get those ones. And with some small ingredients, when you add them, I think those ones will blend very well.
He's talking about.
Then you add garden eggs.
Yeah,
garden egg. You have to add just a little bit. If you don't have to add a lot, a little bit, because if it's a lot, it will come too thick.
I want my soup thick. When I'm preparing it, I add it.
He can't
no,
be.
No, no,
I
no.
get why he's saying you shouldn't add me.
I always add it.
Palm nut is already thick.
It's thick, yeah.
So and I'm saying that I always add it.
I don't use it.
I never use it.
He's lying. He's lying.
Debbie,
they are bullying me. They are bullying me.
See, if you want soup, soup has to be fluid.
That's
the definition of soup.
Ni?
Babi. Rapping.
Ni. All of a sudden, your voice is sunk there. The voice has sunk. Okay, wait.
Okay.
Oh, Ni. What can you cook?
Gigi.
You know, Gigi. The
marketing
scheme is going
high.
Yeah, I know
Gigi. Ah, sweet
Gigi.
And what?
Like
what else?
An oilless okra stew.
What is oilless okra stew?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is oilless okra stew?
What is
okra without oil?
The palm oil.
Oilless.
Yeah. Oilless, yeah.
I heard oilless.
Hey.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
they
have their clothes.
How do you prepare the oilless... Oilless.
No, there's a scheme to that rhyming.
Yeah.
No, you don't just...
You need a base that's going to make it tasty.
Yes.
Okay. How can, do you do it?
You can either cut them into pieces and cook it with... You cook it first, then later you
pour
add...
Pour it on top of it.
Yes. Or you can also... You see they have... something that you scratch it on,
then
later you use it. So there are two types of
how to. Have you seen someone preparing it, or you have prepared it before? Because the way you are saying
I've
it,
not prepared it
looks
it
like you are giving us an eyewitness account.
Oh, you want what I've prepared before?
Yes.
Uncle you.
At least you tried.
Me, the first time I cooked rice.
See, I know someone
My mom had gone out.
And he's in that category.
No. See, Madame my mom went out. When she came back, I told her, hey, Nana, what did you say? I'm in Wamu.
Mono, eh?
And I was a good Fabra.
Rice water.
There be no, who are not going to say wheat? In fact, now I'm brown. But that was the first time.
And then the second time.
Oh, second. But I can cook and one more very well.
And one more in what?
And one more with pepper.
That's the
furthest you can go. I used it to also catch someone's attention. If someone used a. If someone used a benkwai.
You used
and one more.
In your Moko, case, that's as far as you can go, right?
No.
Okay, what else?
Meaningful fuoka.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, that is what, I can't what else?
Do. I can't do that. That's the only thing I cannot do.
Thank you, at least. One nail.
Mikra, I don't know how to do it.
Two nail. Can you cry? You don't know how to do it.
But I'm going to Andy.
Fufu
na. Yeah, I can... And
KKT.
No, I don't know.
Minim chipa.
Kokonte.
Yes.
And then what else? Can you make soup?
Soup. Which are is?
Okay, what soup can you
Kani
make?
Kani
what soup?
Light
yes.
Light soup.
Kani angwai.
Have you heard of snake soup?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard snake soup. Snake soup. You see, and I've also prepared snake soup before.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Have you prepared it before?
And then Moko actually asked, that's what you went to cook.
No. I can cook snake soup.
Andy. Wow.
Yes. Just bring me the snake. All I need is just a snake. And snake, difference, womb. If you want a tasteless, there's tasteless snake soup.
What is this?
Why are you scaring me this afternoon? What is this?
Me, I am
BBB. As a man with his appetite,
have you eaten snake before?
No, we don't want to. Let's not make them lose.
But that is another delicacy.
No, I can't.
It's not a Ghanaian delicacy.
What makes you think it's not a Ghanaian delicacy?
It can never be. It can never be.
Oh, don't use that word, please. It's not. See, I can show you a video of me cooking. Why are you showing me?
I don't want to see it.
I was wondering, like, what is Nan doing?
The mention alone,
Listen to Ria. Tell him I burn water, so I want to be his second wife. The one who cooks the palm nut soup. Hey! Sule, hey! Guess what? Mm-hmm. Sule already has a crush on her.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You just let it cut out of the bag.
Oh, no. Okay. Your girl.
Okay. See the way. So, are you sure your wife isn't listening?
No, she's not listening.
See the way he's very, very.
Please. She has a message for you to read. In fact, she's typing. Mm-hmm. Read it out loud.
Second time on
tell him to burn water, so I want to be his second wife.
The one
who cooked the palm nut soup.
Okay.
Eesh, my crush.
Quiet, what did you say?
I can do that for her.
What did I say?
Hey, my crush. The way he shook his head and then as he reacted, so hi. Yeah, my phone's on a video. Okay. So in this case,
back to the matter.
Yes, open and close. I can cook snake rice. Hey, sorry.
Andy, thank you.
What about snake jollof? No, it's
Andy, can we skip this part of the convo?
Okay.
Can we skip it? Yeah.
Okay.
It's creepy. You're making my skin crawl.
Yeah. Which part?
Which?
Nathaniel.
You all suffer moko.
You want to know? A mentally challenged lady that my sweet sister, Mrs. Mary Kufuor, found. She, as part of her charitable stuff, she was called by some pharmacy be like that. It seems the lady comes to sleep in front of the pharmacy every night. Mm. Unfortunately, someone had impregnated her. Mm. Now, investigations reveal that the lady is not even from Accra. She's from Cape Coast, Chibebi. Yes, some village in Cape Coast. Yes, no, and she's pregnant. Guess what? Triplets.
Hey.
Now, she has a bump now. I mean, it's bigger, right? Now, it looks like the babies are kicking. Mm-hmm. So what she does is that she keeps hitting her stomach every day. And they ask her why. She says there are frogs in her stomach.
Aww.
It's a very sad story. So one thing led to the other. They gathered people to help take her to the hospital. And so she's been admitted at the special ward. And she invited me to have a look. So we're taking care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you mentioned that, and she speaks so well.
Mm.
She speaks so, nanone brofu chali. She speaks so well. And she thinks of frogs, naninam niyam. She doesn't even know what's happening to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's this? I saw a person who cook frogs. No. So she keeps hitting her tummy every day.
God have mercy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you've never seen or heard anything creepier than that. Mm. Yeah, I know.
But she's good, right?
Yeah, she's been taken care of. Or what? Maybe I'm the colony back over too.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
And we can see what we can.
Nat, what can you cook?
A lot of things.
Like
jollof rice, rice and stews.
Rice and stew.
Yes. What kind just of last stew? Saturday, I did egg stews with some vegetables at the end, just to saute the stew.
Saute it.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
You know when as soon the stew.
Let's not.
When we are sauteing the stew.
I want the men. First of all,
no, and
guys, I beg
you. Saute stew.
Please. No. Excuse
you saute vegetables. You don't saute too.
Okay, no, listeners. Okay. I want you to help me, especially the men. Do you agree with what we are discussing? Do you think it's appropriate for a man? Guys, please pay attention. Do you think it's appropriate for a man to learn cooking before? Or cooking is cooking. Okay, let me rephrase the question. Is cooking a
prerequisites for a man?
Thank you. Is it prerequisite? Is it does that show or signal maturity?
Mm-hmm.
That yeah,
absolutely.
Does the no. man not?
It's not about maturity.
Let me ask my listeners. 0548841039. Please send me your voice notes, especially the men. The men. Now the ladies, if you want to send a voice note, I want you to share your experience of your boyfriend or husband who doesn't know anything cooking, or who may have tried cooking but went down south. Mind you, if you have witnessed my cooking and you send a voice note,
yeah, but it wouldn't mean you focal.
But wait,
I actually think
that it's a basic life skill
that everybody needs to master.
I wouldn't even go far. I have a friend. He's not Ghanaian. He's Nigerian, and he came to Ghana for.
Your Niger guys can cook.
He did. I don't like yam.
Forget it.
I don't like boiled yam. My children will tell everybody who knows me that knows I don't like boiled yam. The guy boiled puna. I don't know how I did it with chicken soup. I ate the whole thing and started, you know, I forgot myself. I was licking the fork. What is all this?
But I licking
the fork.
Hey,
wow.
The fork.
Double.
Why you like everything?
It's a word like it's a word saying there for me. The double entendre.
You were like, you know, aside that, and then my very good friend doesn't know how to cook. Now you have. That's a discovery.
Let me pray for both of you. You and Nathaniel should lift up your hands. Let me break the spell of lust over you.
See, and then I have a friend who doesn't know how to cook. And has to depend on his sisters to cook for him and stuff like that. That is not a funny thing. But when we go to his house, we just evade the fridge because we know it's coming from different places and not him. And I think it's a basic necessity, a requirement for everybody to do that. Learn how to cook. Even if you can fry egg, you can boil rice.
I can fry eggs too. Yeah.
It's you good see, for you. You can
when,
make eggs
when,
too.
When, oh, fry eggs, put in a little bit of okay. You see, this is how I fry my egg.
No, we're not doing that.
I don't even want a corns class.
Oh no, man!
I know there's this special recipe. We are listening.
Yeah, we want to try it.
Cool.
You see, when you first say.
And why is there a fork tail?
Oh.
Because you can cry here, bitch.
Wait, what kind of egg can you make? Scrambled eggs, omelette, Spanish omelette.
Chenya also okay.
Thank you.
Before you go, is that an omelette? Sunny side up.
I can prepare teriyaki sauce.
Hey. Oh wow, yes. That's nice.
Yes, I can give you wonton.
Wonton soup.
And you ready? Oh, bro! Egg and teriyaki sauce. I mean, you know how to do all the sauces, right?
Guinness World Record.
Not all of them. Okay. I don't know how to prepare fish sauce.
Okay.
But that's, I mean, compared to teriyaki.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should
know. Oh, you know teriyaki.
I am saying, she knows teriyaki.
I don't know.
Yes.
Where did you learn the teriyaki sauce? How to make it?
Maserati Cafe. Cafe
Masala. Oh, but it's. I mean, by comparing fish sauce to teriyaki.
So wait, where did we Madam, move? Where did we move from frying eggs to teriyaki?
Because you guys
sauce?
Are
okay. So Andy, give us your special fried egg recipe. We're listening.
Shout out to DJ KA.
DJ and the Dusty.
No, my guy. That's
DJ
my
Kwesiamo.
Guy. That's my guy.
Kwesiamo.
I need to shout him out. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so
we are all for the way,
right? Strong,
be
strong.
So we are frying, Andy, we are frying egg. I'm okay. Interested in that one.
You see, don't use Asante Kosia.
Now, where is the egg? Where is the egg?
Poultry Kosia.
So which one is Asante?
And the white?
You see, you don't know. But and you won't keep quiet.
And learn, exactly.
You won't learn.
No, the men are cooking.
You don't even know how to fry egg. Do you know how to fry egg? Do you know what goes into egg frying? Have you been to egg frying school before?
You know the types of eggs?
Thank you.
That's what I give. That's not a conversation you want to start with me. Yeah, when it comes to that. But I just want to say, you're saying Asante Kosia and egg.
You don't
white eggs.
Yeah, the both. Yes. Yes.
But poultry is only white and brown eggs in your house. So what's the difference?
No.
Which one?
You don't use Asante Kosia.
Asante Kosia. Is it banish
local
eggshell?
Local banish. So that's a local. Yeah.
Yes, but enun yeri bodia. Yes. Now, fry. You see, break the egg.
Okay.
Take your time and crack it.
Okay.
You see, and you crack.
crack it.
Take your time and crack the egg. Mm-hmm. Dissect it.
Bisect.
Good. Mm-hmm. Now, when you break it, mm-hmm. you put it in the. See, I told you. That you people, you don't know!
Chef!
You don't know!
Chef!
Hey, Anon! Hey!
A chef is calling you now. Is that what he's saying?
Go to the reception.
Maybe he's
check
not here.
Maybe he's not here. Let's answer the call. Andy, let's answer the call first.
Minimadi, I didn't know Anon, Minimadi.
Oh, didn't know her.
Lord. There are times when I get back home, man, I replay all these things. Now I'm sure my neighbors are thinking, "This is star okay."
Check at the reception.
But do you guys realize
if anyone is looking for me?
Andy doesn't. But do you guys realize that Andy has been going on for close to an hour? He hasn't given one recipe.
But your recipe now, man. No.
So he hasn't given one full recipe.
What can I say? When you're writing exams and you don't know the answers to
and
the
just
question,
like,
you're just writing because you don't want to leave your sheets blank.
They just write to you one full recipe.
So check this out. Hold on. Pacho, what's up? Hello. Yes, sir.
Didn't even be your cassette free.
Hey, that's okay. Hurry up. Thank you. You
I
see,
said it.
Chef Della.
I said
that. Yeah, the one who teaches you how to cook. No, wait.
Okay, hold on. Uh-huh. So okay, after cracking it. Mm-hmm. You pour it in a small bowl. It's a bowl.
Yeah.
Small bowl. After putting it in the bowl, mm-hmm. take a smaller amount of salt.
A pinch of salt.
Yes. Mm.
Stop helping him.
Please, we are cooking together.
Allow. Thank
the
you.
Chef is talking.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, don't pour the salt in the egg.
Okay.
Don't. Get a tablespoon.
Good. Okay.
Of water.
Add a little bit of water on the tablespoon.
Water.
And put the salt on the tablespoon.
Okay.
Let it simmer.
Dilute.
The salt will simmer.
Yeah, let it simmer. It will simmer.
Simmer down.
The salt will dilute.
But do you understand?
Relax, la. Oh, Ada.
We are cooking.
I will cook.
Please.
Thank you. What's your problem?
I don't know what's going on.
Before that,
don't mind them. And learn.
Put the tablespoon in fire small.
The tablespoon that you scoop the water.
So that's where the simmering is coming
Thank
from.
Thank you.
Okay.
So that it will dilute faster.
Okay.
Because you have no time to wait for it to.
Okay.
Yes. So you pour the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That had been diluted with the salt.
Yeah. So the salt
in the egg. Mm-hmm. Now you stir fry.
You are done, Gusu.
You stir fry.
You stir.
This juncture.
Sorry.
My expenses has reduced to zero.
This is my money.
And then you
wait, when you add your eggs, when you're making your eggs, what else do you add?
Thank you very much for that.
And then
sausages.
I don't add. Just some few slices of onion.
And then okay.
And then if you want it to be sweeter, chimoko. Chimoko.
Solid.
Sikakra. Nefatum.
Green pepper.
Sikakra.
Oh, it can be red. But red preferably.
Red slops.
Preferably red.
Red
is better.
Red and maybe suya.
Yeah, no, red.
Suya also slaps.
So red. But you see, with the pepper, don't add salt. Otherwise, you will spoil the
because
yes. You see, you guys, you don't know.
Yeah. They don't know.
This is Chef Dusty.
I'm learning a lot.
Are you taking me out?
Because Kosiani e cheche. If you really want a Chef Dusty recipe, make sure you get sardine.
Oh yeah.
Sardine, not any sardine, get Titus.
Sardine.
Yes.
Titus sardine.
Stop saying Titus. Titus.
Titus sardine.
So Titus, no. Don't use both. They say, you know, if you have in tomatoes, we say two nations.
We are like, I'll bring out two and a half.
Thank you. So use one. Make sure you stir it together.
Yeah, now your pieces.
Yes. Now fry.
Heat. Minimum.
Medium, low heat.
Medium. Medium. Yeah. When it's too high, a bit hygiene, but medium. Make sure once you put it on the fire. When you put it on the fire, make sure you call someone. And this is to me, my near that tea.
It's okay. My father.
When it's ready. When it's ready. I see a near ready. Don't turn the whole thing. Turn it to so.
One side.
Shoulder. No, I'm turning the other side. Okay. Shoulder. For about 5 minutes. Chef Dusty.
Hallelujah.
Unim nipa mede chino. Popular actress.
Yes. Did I bring our baby be a mommy?
We want to come for the practicals.
Yeah. And the guys, I can cook.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, we agree.
We use 3 years to fry one.
We are not disputing the facts. Oh, no, we are brilliant chef.
Nobody is going to dispute it.
We are brilliant chef.
It's a very irrefutable.
Where is knee upness? I'm going to send a picture of me frying egg.
Hey.
Yes.
Where?
Content creation.
But how Nathaniel is here throwing about the technologies and I like your enthusiasm with the way you are describing the cooking process in there. It's nice.
But
just to re-echo what Nai is saying, cooking is a basic life skill.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. He shouldn't have even made it like as a man. As a
that's why I find his statement as a problematic.
As a person, know how to cook before you enter marriage. It doesn't have to be your hobby. I always say cooking isn't my hobby. But trust that I will kill it if I'm craving for something.
Oh yeah.
And I enter the kitchen. I'm the type of you who you're gonna see every day, every evening, or every second in the kitchen whipping up something. I'd rather cook in bulk, store it up, reheat, eat. That I'm that kind of person.
Me too. Yeah.
It's not my hobby. But when I'm doing it too, I'm doing it in bulk.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But everybody needs to learn how to cook something.
Very true.
Because anything can happen at any time.
Yeah, you see your basic.
See what the lockdown did.
Yeah.
Trust me. See what the lockdown did. People were not selling food.
Yeah.
Everybody was locked in at home. If you don't know how to cook, even when you order the food,
Chef Dusty.
Yes,
Chef Dusty.
Hey, that's it. With a pink, with a pink and blue apron.
Yo, okay.
Is that distance between you and the gas and the?
It doesn't matter.
Very social distance.
Yeah, no.
It was
enough. I
like it. That's nice. That's nice. It's looking good.
Charlie, me need to get you
the batwa.
There's more
egg. Because
you have a
You see, it hurts. But you see,
you didn't practice what you preached. Oh, why?
Well, turn the shoulder, This is the way you are mishandling the egg in the pan.
No, wait.
It wasn't sex. Scrambled eggs.
You know what scrambled eggs are?
Yeah, no, I know.
Do you know how to do it?
Do you know how to do scrambled eggs?
I know you use on here.
And I know you use a jungle.
Okay, that's where we ended.
Coconut oil.
That's how we ended the discussion.
Hey, Zoe can even do scrambled eggs.
Oh no, but that is the oil I want to use. Because it's healthy.
Kilo day.
Yeah, healthy.
But I find the statement problematic.
Okay.
In the sense that he says, as a man, if you don't cook, if you don't know how to cook, don't marry. So I am looking at it from a, the academic perspective that if you don't know how to cook, and it was an emphasis on just cook. So does it mean that if you are not financially stable, if
someone... No, I think you're blowing it
out. That is how I want to look at it from.
They were discussing, they were having a discussion in a certain context. Mm-hmm. So please don't do your academic...
Don't come and...
political...
And don't come and be diplomatic about... We're straightforward.
We are not getting pieces yet.
No, but at least, I believe...
Whatever, but I think it was in context.
Exactly.
It was in a peculiar context.
Because so he said a lot.
But I would agree with you when you say it should be.
Because you remember what he said, that it's not just money. It's not just money. It's not just this. So he's saying that cooking should be one of the basic necessities you, I mean, or things you, skills you should be equipped with as a man. Mm-hmm. I believe it should be as a person.
Both, yeah.
And I think he also said as a man, because in our society, we've relegated cooking to women. Yeah. A lot of times, you see people talking about the fact that, especially the young men, I'm tired of eating outside, or I'm tired of always eating rice.
That's a sad reality.
And yeah, and you know, before we came on, I was telling Nada, my brother, he's lucky that he went to tech with my younger sister. Mm-hmm. So they were both in tech at the same time.
So she would cook in bulk
and then she would go and give him some. And yes, uncle, come there. But then, eventually along the line, he learned how to cook. Mm-hmm. Even, we are not saying you should know how to make elaborate meals, but at least rice and stew that you eat yourself, yam and stew, you know, like, it's a basic life skill. It's the same as, I don't even know what example to give it. Like, it's the same as reading. Mm-hmm. So, like, these are basic things, regardless of gender.
Yeah.
You should know how to do it, because then again, it's going to save you from a lot of things. True the same that. Way we advocate for women to be independent and then work for their own money and all those things, because it saves you from being in unnecessary relationships, enduring financial abuse and those things. It's the same as men. If you know how to cook, some woman will not come and flex you.
Give me 200,000 Ghana cedis, I'll cook for you.
Give me 500 cedis and then let me go and prepare kontomire for you. And then it will become...
one thing we are even overlooking as a generation, that the playing field has been evened.
Yeah.
You know, our parents spent decades grooming young ladies or grooming their daughters to become good wives.
Yeah.
And they forgot that somebody the men need to groom the boy, the boy child.
To be good husbands.
Become a good husband. So you are grooming these girls or these daughters to become good wives. And they end up in the hands of what? But guess what? It has been first, back in the day, you have like, everybody was wanted to be, being a housewife was the yardstick. But this day and age, who's going to be a housewife?
Nobody.
Everybody is working. Everybody is doing a 9-to-5 or 8-to-9, whatever the time schedule may be. Both of you are out there working.
Yeah.
So that perception. Yeah, it's good. Listen, I feel good when I cook and I see like the whole squad enjoying the meal.
Yeah.
It gives me some sense of fulfillment. I mean, there's some fulfillment to derive in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it hella sexy.
Mm.
A man shows up.
He can throw down.
Like, you know that breakfast you in bed feel. I mean, a man shows up,
you lie down and enjoy it.
Is that your culture?
How good it was seeing Annie in the kitchen doing
the pink and blue.
Is that your culture?
You know what culture is? Define culture. Culture is dynamic. Go on.
Continue.
And it's what? Okay. Go on. Let's go. I will take you on that tangent.
Let's go.
It's a way of what?
You forgot who she was.
Don't even bring indigenous there. Well,
wait, you forgot who she was.
Academic progress will stop here.
Yeah.
I come to the event.
You see. It's nice in that sense. So it whips up. Now everybody is working. The woman is equally working. Imagine if your wife is working in a bank. You are also probably a director or someone. You guys are going to close up. Are you going to sit back and wait?
Now you dear what?
Also for that, I want to wait. With a girlfriend
like, hold on, with a beautiful girlfriend like you who can cook.
No, for me, I don't mind.
And let me just add the fact that those men who have those weird fetishes, that's hormonal. Those people who have the fetish for fresh food.
Oh, for me, it's not just about. For me, it's not just about.
And you know the funny thing.
You know, I have this friend. Oh no, we are doing a come dinner. Already, you know, it's because I was on fast one.
No, but you see, the funny thing about those who say they like fresh food. Trust me, if you reheat the food for someone who doesn't know how to cook, they wouldn't know the difference.
It depends on your method. I don't mind.
Someone said food, he didn't like microwave.
I have food in my fridge. I have food in my freezer. For over a month, I don't mind. I'll just heat it up and kill
Andy,
it.
No, Andy, that's you. I said some of your colleagues, some of your fellow guys.
Thank you. Hold on, let's hear what our dear listeners have to say.
Andy. Good afternoon. This is Endo Sperm from Tema. Andy, I used to be my best friend. Especially when you see Bono, a ben quine, a bacon to be no one, no more. You funa share now. Colonel Walton, it's me, tea. When I met you, Andy, by Obama, my bow, a ben quine pan, my old fool, and media. Hey, bear my old drew, and one bow in the field, just bear my name with you and Andy. Men for know how to cook.
Did you hear what he said?
Memo,
all woman who were drawing the field. But then if I get to her.
Good afternoon, Andy and your crew. Miss Lee Collins here. Andy, as a guy, there's someone who is joining you because if you don't know how to cook, you go tire pass. Andy, last weekend, my woman travel. I go buy kinky for Rusa. Charlie, Andy, kinky in a pan. Hey, a boy. Hey, a boy pan. I had to want one a boy.
Andy, good afternoon. This is Jaya from Jamestown. Let me speak my local language. Andy, I'm a Kenyan local. When I need you more, two different things. Call in you more. Call Kenujibo. Unolini you more. Because sometimes you can be alone. Nemo kumoko ba masai. Nikole boss monwa ejala fio. Nemo yeni nini bano mi ashoy. Second lo ko e family. Ni tumeni mane vi elia. No one in here, man. Eh, nice. Born with no actual difference. Like a shin, it's like only new woman and both marriage me. No trouble, no kunduku. I can work a fee, yes, the guy by only new woman and as a noble both marriage me. No lady, no kun, new woman, like a fitter. The fitter, oh, can you do the fitter here? Vet more, no go to plus me. Etmo, no, can you not make a relationship me? Sex, eh, if it I because of plus born machine. She couldn't communicate or Dubai with everything me. I don't think I can see any woman, money, chemical.
Okay, So won't I get anyone to defend?
No. Andy, let me just recall an experience. I went to visit a friend and the wife has just put to bed, yeah? And she delivered through CS. So she was really like, I mean, weak and bedridden and everything. And it was a sight to behold. I'm like, this should have been like, it shouldn't be something we glorify, but yeah, it was a sight to behold, to see how the man doubled up. They didn't, I mean, their nanny had also left town, so he had doubled up. He had to bathe the baby,
the newly born.
I'm telling you,
okay,
like this, like,
but that one there, I mean,
Andy, bathing a newborn is no joke,
fine, it's Andy, not, but
it's
what
delicate.
I'm, but me,
it's a very
delicate,
Andy, if you
process.
If you take guys, 10 men, guys, yes. About just two or three would know how to do
bait
it. And that one self is me being
no,
very gracious.
Even at two or three, no.
Okay,
out of 10 men.
Okay.
When it comes to babies or when it comes to children, don't contest.
I hear. We give it to you.
That one there.
Part of the year.
Thank you.
We give it to you.
I mean,
but it was a sight after that. He bathed the baby, put the baby to sleep. Went to, you know, nurse the woman's wounds and everything. And see, it was nice. And yeah. So it was, I got there and he was cooking. I had to go help. And it was...
You went to help?
No. But it's something he does.
So you can cook,
eh? The woman was...
It's a question.
What were you thinking?
Oh, you can cook.
I cook.
You are coming to my house tonight.
It was a sight to behold, you know, like it was so beautiful to see. And he didn't even complain, he wasn't whining, like he did it so gracefully. It was a sight to behold. Like,
did he wear apron? I beat him to it.
You and the egg are frying, we're doing social distancing.
When you're cooking and I didn't need to know sure.
You see, but we are used to that. So
but you know the shocking thing? We can
anymore.
Pick, maybe you're toasting something on the fire. A woman can pick. I pick it and so he says, hey, that's witchcraft. I said, no, when you get there, you get used to it.
I can just pick it up and put it inside.
Sometimes some people can put their hand in the fire to check it. The hot, the fire.
That is when we are frying fish. You have to take it with your hand from the thing.
Let's go.
Okay.
Hello, Andy. As a man, you have to know how to cook very well. You have to know how to cook. I mean, like this, I know how to cook. And if I cook, I don't use quip. I cook very nice. If you eat it, you feel that you eat good food. You have to know cooking before you married. So that if you're, in case your girlfriend or your wife travel, you don't go hungry. Or you go to roadside and go and buy roadside food.
We need to form year. Cooking isn't rocket science, yeah, especially when it comes to our local delicacies.
And especially when you are the one eating it.
Because
I can also prepare garri and shit.
Growing up, I thought it was okay, why should I always be in the kitchen? I said, they make it as a girl, you have to be in the kitchen. But you realize that, okay, once you get to master the base. You know how to mustard, stew base, soup base. You are good to go.
See,
you are good to go.
What I love the most there is how you become prep before we start adding,
you know,
the things.
Like,
it makes it
you
so
can, that's
easy.
What I'm saying. Once there's something you are going to eat, you don't even have to do it.
I like how when there's leftover rice, some spaghetti here, you can
I
do some.
Mix everything.
Despite the discomfort and disadvantages of the COVID pandemic era, I love the lockdown period. We all took one day to go to the market and do that whole stock buying and everything. Came home, prepared everything, put in the freezer.
Honey.
So when you feel for something, just move. You make it thaw and you prepare your meal.
That stock
and
buying
you
has become a part and parcel of a lot of people.
We were essential workers, so we could go out.
Yeah, you know, it was so cool.
It was so cool.
But I mean, learning how to cook. And there's joy in cooking your own meal and sitting back to enjoy. You know, me say me pedam pa, into me ma me say me nyeja ne kra. Obeka me say me fejua ne mbra no no answer me. Cause I'm so jam amia.
Ube di.
Into me ame simi komi nyi ame ame simi komi drum eko dija. Oh, I turn nam na sina me peno. Me nyan ma sa se kusu na me peno.
I have a tomato person.
So
I have a fish person. I have a chicken person.
It's
challenge.
Yeah,
you have
some
people that you can call them.
Women.
Really?
Bruh.
Don't you eat?
Why are you taking us back to
Andy, don't do that.
No, you have
you are saying that you have someone who where you buy your chicken from, you buy your fish from.
I know there are men who only have those plugs at the market. Because when you want to get tilapia, I know I have to go to this woman. Yeah. She'll sort me out when it comes to
the
tilapia.
The moment you start going to town, you get your mixed friends.
If I need this, I
you
know
can even get whatever you want from the mall if that's your
if you like it, preference. Bougie.
Wait, okay. Now let's get to, before I ask the final question, let's listen to what this guy has to say. I want to ask a question about, so if you have a boyfriend who cannot cook,
I'll teach him.
Good. At least you have you have
the foresight.
Okay.
You're gonna learn.
Of course.
If I don't like to learn the hard way, you're gonna learn.
Yeah, I'll teach him.
The way a man will tell you to do press ups and collect things.
When I say it's one,
no, based on what Fifi Gabin said,
no, that's what I'm saying.
It is a requirement.
I'm saying you either learn the hard way. I like the example he and Kofi Gabin gave, because he was like, if you're not learning, like if you're not opening for you to be taught on a very leisure and casual level, probably in case of an emergency, then you have to go and scrabble, like looking for YouTube channels and whatnot. And guess what? YouTube channel isn't going to give you that feel or that understanding you need. Because guess what? It's been edited.
Sure.
There are days you need to have that realistic personal
experience.
That's why you are going to teach me tonight.
That's what I'm saying. So when you can't do your phone and show us what
can daughter. You? Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to this. When we come back, you tell me what you can teach me.
Hey,
there,
don't worry.
I can teach
don't
you
worry,
scrambled
baby.
Eggs.
Go and come back.
Yo, big and I'm feeding the Benyani one. I'm feeding the Juma Asasa. I'm not saying you need the Benyani. I am pimping on your shit. Demo, but my wall now through the help of your wife, you know, is here the Benyani finish. And then my boy has a chili binise. Open ponese on bear. It be a base on work duties. Nebutum, I need the banana from Manu. Listen, but I'm coming in. Come on,
thank you. Finally, I have someone to
and
speak
he made a very,
you
know, just he made a very constructive whatever statement
analysis,
there.
Yeah.
And Andy, let me tell you something. People think that sorry, now to be a show microwave no more microwave yake. But listen, there's a microwave is there's a science to microwaving food. You don't just dump the thing in there and leave.